are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fix your radios, people. D-A-L-I, yeah, Doc Dahlia, D-O-C-D-A-L. See what happens when you're off for 4 days for Thanksgiving? You can't even get your call number straight. Oh, my gosh. I hope you guys had an awesome weekend. I hope it was a safe weekend, kind of a tragic weekend, with Paul Walker dying in a Porsche crash in the New York train derailment. Pretty horrible time for many families right now. But I hope you all had a happy, healthy, safe one. I worked, during Thanksgiving weekend, but I was done with work Saturday at about noon. We replayed a replay for the show. I worked in the office to take walk-ins, and then we left. And you know what we did? Not that any of you really, really care what I did, but still it was pretty cool, is we went to Calico Ghost Town in California. I don't know if any of you guys have seen this place, but it's about a couple hours from Vegas because I live in Las Vegas. And there's this ghost town where I guess back in 1896, miners were mining for silver. And I think they picked up gold also in the mountains, but I think it was more of a silver mine. And you'd think I would know, but I spent too much time yelling at the kids and worrying about, what we're going to eat, that I really didn't get as much history as I wanted to. But it was absolutely fascinating. So basically, drive out to Barstow, it's a couple hours. Although the traffic, oh my gosh, leaving Saturday. By the way, for those of you that come to visit Vegas, when you leave on Sunday, you guys kind of know about the bumper-to-bumper traffic. And you truckers out there, God bless you, man, because I see you guys going, oh, my gosh, it's a holiday weekend. I'm stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. So I'm thinking us driving out on Saturday would be good. Uh-uh. People got smart. People are leaving Vegas when there's less traffic. So we were still in bumper-to-bumper. So basically it was a four-hour drive, which usually takes 2 hours. But anyway, you go up there, a lot of walking, a lot of hills, a lot of mountains, right? And so good exercise. And you get to see the mine shaft. There's a mine shaft tour. You get to pan for gold, things like that. It was really, really good. I'm not doing a commercial for them. It's really, really cool. It's really nice to spend a vacation where it's not just about rides and it's not just about electronics. Now, mind you, I dig the whole amusement park vacations. I think those are good. You get a lot of exercise too. But I mean, this is really cool to see houses that were refurbished back in the 50s from what were originally there back in the 1890s. Took you back into history, and it was pretty, pretty cool. So for those of you that are kind of into the whole, gold rush and silver rush and, turn of the 19th or 20th century type stuff, pretty, pretty cool trip. But I got to tell you, man, I don't like traffic. It's one thing to be in traffic. Remember, I lived in L.A. for a long time. So, dealing with that kind of traffic on the 101 and the 405, you move to Vegas. You don't really get traffic in Vegas. Vegas is nice. But to be in traffic on a highway out in the middle of the desert with no exits to get off and sneak off, right, and then take side streets is very frustrating. But I handled the stress very well. Why? I had a lot of snacks in the car, which, again, was bad, so I got to lose weight. I didn't really eat much on Thanksgiving. I don't think a lot of you guys ate much on Thanksgiving because I think, with Michelle Obama and all the Obamacare stuff, I think we're all afraid to gain any weight. So I think a lot of us did kind of the dietetic vegan thing. All right, and good for you. Good for you for doing that. All right, but I got to tell you, being stuck on traffic on the I-15 out in the middle of nowhere with a whole bunch of other cars trying to get back home, you start to crave some carbs. And I did just that. Luckily, I didn't have to pee because that would have really stunk to pee. Remember when your parents would have you go pee? Right? We would take the I-10 from Phoenix to L.A. a lot. And so they would just open up two car doors and tell you to squat. Well, the car doors were high up, so everybody could still see you driving by. That was ridiculous. I could never squat to pee. But I was lucky. We got through it. Kids didn't fight too much in the car because I was worried I was going to have to open up a can of whoop-butt. I didn't have to do that. It worked out pretty good. So that was basically, that was my big trip. I went to Barstow and Calico Ghost Town. By the way, can I give a shout out? There's this place called Idle Spurs. It's a steakhouse down in Barstow. OMG. Delicious. For those of you who know about Idle Spurs, place rocks. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thousands of dangerous erection cases are seen in ERs. We are talking about thousands. 10,000 at least of you are going to the emergency room for having priapism. We'll talk about that. Is Viagra to blame? We've got some entertainment news as Roseanne Barr says she's never going to work at television again. And Maria Bello has come out. A disabled baby was denied a heart transplant, bringing on huge criticism. We'll talk about that case. Then sexual frustration causes you to age faster. This was a study out of the University of Michigan. So those of us who could be sexually frustrated, we are aging a little bit too fast. Then high cholesterol could be fueling breast cancer, which is why taking a statin medication may protect us from breast cancer. It may not so much be the medication and the chemicals in the statin medication, but the fact that we are cutting back on our cholesterol, you know, that's pretty fascinating stuff. And then, there's apparently U.S. Airway passengers now on this one flight from Austin to Phoenix have to all get screened for tuberculosis because they might have all been exposed to tuberculosis. We'll talk about that. Some of you have had a very, very, very hectic holiday weekend, but hopefully we'll be able to help ease the hecticness on the Dr. Dahlia Show today. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Already over the weekend, you were asking me about how to lose some of the turkey weight, how to lose some weight, some quick diets. Many of you are trying to lose weight before Christmas, and you're trying to do some crash diets. Remember, crash diets don't work. Okay, I mean, very easy things we could do to cut some of the calories. We're going to talk about that as well. Just no sense to crash diet, because then as soon as Christmas comes, you're going to gain all the way back. I would rather you guys be really 5 pounds lower before you go into Christmas than rapidly dropping 10 pounds just to get it all back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeye.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. Now, more bad news for you energy drinkers. Apparently, there's this report now being presented in BBC News saying the caffeine energy drinks are actually changing the heart and intensifying your heart contractions. Now, some of you are like, well, duh, it's because there's caffeine. Well, no, not duh. I don't want to say duh because a lot of you guys are still drinking these caffeinated drinks and you don't have a clue. The team from the University of Bonn in Germany imaged the hearts of 17 people an hour after they had an energy drink. The study showed contractions were more forceful after the energy drink. Now, the team told the annual meeting of the get ready for this. Radiological Society of North America. All right. There is a Radiological Society of North America as opposed to South America. That children, I'm sure there's a Radiological Society of South America, but I doubt they meet in Germany. And they say children and people with some health conditions should probably avoid the energy drinks. Research director Dr. Jonas Dahmer. Alright, says, until now, we haven't known exactly what effect these energy drinks have on the function of the heart, but the amount of caffeine is up to 3 times higher than in other caffeinated beverages like coffee or cola. They said there are obviously many side effects to be associated with high intake of caffeine, including, which we all know, rapid heart rate, palpitations, rise in blood pressure, and in some severe cases, it's been known to cause seizure or sudden death. Now, before we go on with this study, you know, we've looked at the caffeine contents of beverages. We've reviewed them, and I'll probably review them again early next year because it's a very important subject. Sometimes we notice that many of you will actually be consuming less caffeine from these energy drinks than you do with coffee or tea or soda pop or pee or whatever else you drink throughout the day. But the problem that we're having with this caffeine is you're not sipping the caffeine like you're sipping coffee over a long period of time and letting your body deal with the boluses of caffeine as you get them. When you guys are pounding your energy drinks, you're pounding them pretty quickly. And when you do that, you have a higher bolus of the caffeine than doing what it needs to. Now, some of you are like, well, duh, again, Dr. Dahlia, that's the point. All right, we're tired. We need our caffeine. I get that. I mean, you know, I need caffeine too. I'm with you on that. But again, sometimes our hearts just can't take it. So the researchers gave participants a drink that had about 32 milligrams of caffeine, 400 milligrams of caffeine, 32 milligrams. Oh, this is all in British per 100 milliliters and 400 milligrams per 100 milliliters of another chemical, taurine. All right. And they show that the chamber of the heart that pumps blood around the body, the left ventricle, was contracting harder an hour after the energy drink was taken than the start of the study. So what does that mean? A harder pump. Well, when your heart contracts, okay, your heart is supposed to contract. I mean, everything is all masterfully designed. I believe God designed it. Other people feel nature designed it. Some people think it's the Jonas Brothers. I don't know. But it's very masterfully designed. I think we could all agree on that. All right? No matter what our spirituality beliefs are. Now, when the heart pumps and it uses all its muscle and it has the electrical impulse to cause that heart to pump, the blood within the chamber, all right, is not always a fixed amount, but it's an amount that is supposed to do the trick per each pump. Okay, it's supposed to carry oxygenated blood. We talked about the heart chambers, right? You got the right atrium, then down is the right ventricle. You got the left atrium on the other side, the left ventricle, right? The right atrium collects all the blood coming from the whole venous return. The deoxygenated blood, it falls into the right ventricle. From the right ventricle, it gets pumped into the lungs. The lungs oxygenate the blood. It goes back into the left atrium, down into the left ventricle, so that the left ventricle could then pump it out. I mean, this is brilliant. Okay, I mean, those of you who really dig Home Depot or Lowe's, you must really dig the whole heart pump. I mean, it is so masterfully designed. Alright, so the heart has to pump the oxygenated blood, needs to get out there. Okay? When you increase contractility, alright, that's what we're calling it. You are increasing the contraction. You may increase rate. Alright, caffeine does that too, but you could also increase the kick. When you increase the kick to that contractility, a few things could happen. Number one is, it could increase blood pressure, obviously. Number two is certain blood vessels that can't handle the extra blood pressure could burst. Therefore, you are diminishing certain voluminous give that the blood and the arterioles and the arteries send. And then also it could, you know, make your doctor call you and come in for a whole other copay. So as you can see, there's a lot that can happen with these things. And when you have increased contractility, your heart, like any other muscle in your body, your pecs, your biceps, your triceps, your quads, your glutes, all right, they're going to expand. They're going to increase because there's more of a work demand. There's more of a workload. When you have more of a workload, you increase muscle. Now, some of you people are like, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, that sounds good, right? More muscle, I'm strong, I'm buff, I'll get the ladies. Not entirely. You're not going to get the ladies if you have something called cardiomyopathy, where the heart muscle thickens to the degree that you're actually losing space within the ventricle to hold blood. All right? It doesn't do you any good to have a real thick muscular heart if it can't fill up with the proper amount of blood that needs to feed your body. All right? Now, I don't want thin. We don't want you thinned. All right, we don't want thinning of those. Sometimes these dilated cardiomyopathy, sometimes you could even have thinning, right? Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy could also cause death where you have the hypertrophy, and which is, again, the thickening. So, you know, you need it just right. just like Goldilocks. You know, when we learned all those little kid rhymes and those kiddie stories and fairy tales, it really makes a lot of sense in adult life. You don't want something too thick. You don't want something too thin. You want it just right. So be careful out there with your energy drinks. Please, for the love of the Lord, get a clue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting, all right? Australian researchers are really, really dissecting this aspirin a day because they think it could stop dementia. They also think, now get this, an aspirin a day could ward off stomach cancer. Stomach cancer. You know how we're talking about how increased acid and H. pylori and genetics could cause stomach cancer and how you got to be careful with aspirin because it irritates the stomach? They think it could ward off stomach cancer. A study of 15,000 people aged over 70 will be the most extensive clinical trial on the use of aspirin to prevent disease in the elderly. Research team leader Professor Mark Nelson from Hobart's Menzies Research Institute. I do think Australians are sexy. In Tasmania, Australia says, remember, aspirin is an over-the-counter medication. You don't need Australian Obamacare. Well, they don't have Obamacare over there. You don't need a doctor to prescribe it, but they have Outback Steakhouse, don't they? You don't need a doctor to tell you you're 70, so this is something that could be done very simply and cheaply. Apparently, the study results are going to be expected when 2018. We're going to be done with the Hunger Games and the Hobbit movies by then. Millions of people who take the pill to fight heart disease on the risk of stroke. We've been recommending many of you guys to be on your aspirin a day. We talked about that. Taking an aspirin a day, how it prevents clotting. If it prevents clotting, then when your arterial cardiac plaques rupture, hopefully you have decreased clot forming properties so you don't clog up the whole artery and have a massive heart attack. Same thing with stroke, etc. So an aspirin a day, that's pretty cool. But what about cancer? Now, we know that there's been evidence to suggest that aspirin could prevent GI cancers like colon cancer, etc. All right. But now they're going to actually look at gastric cancer as well. All right. Now, keep in mind, okay, some of you guys are saying, well, great, I'll take an aspirin to prevent a stroke, but does it prevent against all strokes? No, it doesn't. Remember we talked about stroke? You got the clot type of stroke, and then you got the hemorrhagic stroke, the bleeding stroke. A bleeding stroke is when you have a blood vessel burst, right, and then you have a bleed or a hemorrhage. If that's the case, you're going to want a clot. All right. So usually when I was an ER doc, what we would do was we would CAT scan you immediately when we were trying to figure out what was going on with you. And if there was no blood, then we could assume, you know, and we could pretty much tell that you were having some sort of an ischemic process going on in your brain. Then we would move forward and start the thrombolytics of the stroke. But if you're bleeding, then we got to figure out how to manage the bleed. Right? And that's why the neurosurgeons make the big bucks. By the way, for those of you complaining about what doctors make, all right, I understand us family doctors, internists, pediatricians, we get paid like crap and nobody seems to care. But please, can you care, you know, about the heart doctors and the neurosurgeons? Because I got to tell you, you are really grateful when these guys do their jobs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I really dig archaeological finds, and I really dig history and all that good stuff. Well, this is interesting. They found a gigantic communal latrine, which is possibly the world's oldest public toilet. All right? This is pretty cool. It is a 240 million year old site. And this is the first evidence that ancient reptiles actually shared collective dumping grounds. They think these were the mega herbivores. I guess rhino-like. I'm not sure what they would be called. The dung contains clues to prehistoric diet, disease, and vegetation, according to scientific reports. All right? Now, many animals, right, like our kitty cats and our dogs, okay, they like to mark territory. Well, the dogs don't. The dogs just potty wherever they, you know, so feel like it. All right? But they do mark territory when they pee. You know, they could hold it. When they poo, they just do it right in the middle of, they just couldn't care less. House. All right? But elephants, antelopes, horses, according to BBC News, are among modern animals who defecate in socially agreed hot spots. So these have to be socially agreed. All right? But this latrine I guess, breaks the previous record of the oldest toilet. How old was the oldest toilet found? It's a 220 million year old oldest toilet. This one is 240 million years. So an extra 20 million years on this toilet. I'm not sure how they figured that out. I know it's supposed to be carbon dating. I still don't get that. Okay, so what they found were fossil coprolites. Now, copro is poop, right? And these fossil coprolites, as wide as 40 centimeters and weighing several kilograms, were found in seven massive patches across the Chenares Formation in La Rioja province. Some were sausage-like. We're talking about fossil poop, pooped fossils, or fossil poop. Poop and fossils? Fossilized poop. Some were sausage-like. Others were pristine ovals. And others had different colors, ranging from whitish-gray to a dark brown violet. Now, for me, if a human walks in with brown violet poop, I would be thinking blood, some sort of intestinal bleeding, intestinal parasite. All right? Now, they said only one species could produce such big lumps. And we found their bones littered everywhere at the site. It is, you want to hear which animal this was? It was the Dinodontosaurus, an 8-foot-long mega herbivore similar to rhinos. Dinodontosaurus, donto to me means teeth. So maybe, yeah. These animals were dicynodonts, I guess. They were mammal-like reptiles common in the Triassic period when the first dinosaurs began to emerge. They were very gregarious, meaning very social. They were herd animals. And so I guess there was a lot of evolutionary strategy and benefits if you poo strategically. All right? And so I guess, no, but some of you are like, okay, why do we care about dinosaur poo? Well, think about it. If a dinosaur knows to not poo where they eat, right? Okay? Then these animals were probably a heck of a lot smarter than we think. All right? There was also the Lupersuckus, a crocodile-like carnivore up to 8 millimeters in length. So I'm looking at all this dung right now. And they said each poo is a snapshot of ancient ecosystem. I bet somebody did smell. I bet, you know, I mean, think about it, okay, right? Wouldn't you be intrigued to find out what a 240 million fossilized poop would smell like? No, get off your high horse, get off your high, come on, think about it, really, if somebody handed you a fossil, and you looked at it, and they said, this is a 240 million year old fossil of dinosaur poop, I would bet my mortgage to the Gill upside down house that you would just bring your head down and sniff it. I am positive. Without a doubt. Okay, because we are very intrigued by dinosaurs. And what was excreted by dinosaurs is pretty cool stuff. So my guess is you would try to smell dinosaur poop. I think you would. Now, of course, it wouldn't smell. And the reason why is because, again, it's 240 million years old. It's been under the dirt. You know, a lot of other things kind of, you know, I mean, it probably would smell of poop. I'm sure other animals peed on top of it. So if you're going to smell anything, it would probably be 150 million year old pee. But still, cool nonetheless. All right, the density of 94 poos per square meters was recorded by the researchers. They said the excrement was spread across patches 900 square meters in size. Now, some of us, we have no backyard. We have absolutely no property line at all. Imagine 900 square meters. That's a big area to do your poop. And they said prehistoric coprolites are nothing new, although it is very rare to find a big grouping like this. So, of course, people in the scientific community are very, very excited, and hopefully we'll all be able to hear more. Maybe there'll be a communal urinal or something like that we could get wind of. You like that? Get wind of it? Yeah. All right. Speaking of a lot of wind and poop, Roseanne Barr. You know what? I liked the show Roseanne. I really did. I watched the show Roseanne. I think I watched reruns in the 90s. I actually liked it. So, not too bad. She made me laugh. It did get annoying after time. Apparently, Roseanne Barr, I guess, was on a Twitter rant. I don't know who reads these things, but I guess people read each other's Twitters, right? And she threatened to quit Hollywood for good and go into geriatric porn. Now, that is a threat. She goes, I am never going to work in television again. I'm never going to even attempt it. I feel as if I have been insulted and assaulted for over a year. I don't know what happened to her. Actually, for many years, my first reality TV show to my second and two failed development details. Don't call me. I won't call you. I'm gone. Now, okay, mind you, I've been turned down a lot in radio, okay? And I'm probably pretty soon about to get my television turned downs, okay? I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting, you know, but it kind of makes you wonder, if she's this mad, what happened? I guess Barr's most recent show was a reality program, Roseanne's Nuts, which aired in Lifetime. I don't know. I hope that has nothing to do with any anatomy. All right, well, anyway, so she goes off complaining. Oh, she even uses the F word. Oh, my gosh. Whew, she's mad. You know, many people think that just because you get a movie deal, et cetera, you're going to be rich for life. I mean, if you manage your money, I guess that's true. But apparently not, because if she's this mad that she's not getting work, that could be pretty scary. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Maria Bello, she plays one of the wives in Grown Ups. I think she was in the movie Touch. I never saw that. I remember her from a movie with Viggo Mortensen. Apparently she has come out in a piece for the New York Times. She says she was thinking about past relationships. And she said, I guess she had fallen in love with a couple men she had worked with. She better not be talking about Viggo Mortensen. And I guess those relationships did not pan out. And Maria Bello, beautiful woman. Oh, she was also in, I think, Coyote Ugly. Right? Is that another one? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, mark my words. I think we're going to see more and more stars come out. I bet by the end of 2014, we're going to have five more stars come out. At the very least, 5 to 10. All right. I think people are feeling very, very comfortable. They don't have to hide their sexuality anymore. They don't have to hide their relationships. I guess the reason why she came out is she said her son, Jackson, was asking her about romantic stuff. I'm having no major issues with who she fell in love with on the set. Because, I mean, Viggo Mortensen was in a movie with her. And Viggo Mortensen's on my laminated list. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, I finally saw Catching Fire. Wow. I really dig the whole Hunger Games movies, and it's not as bloody as you think. I know a lot of you guys don't take your kids to see those movies, and I don't really know if it's a kid's movie. If I was a kid, I would probably be a little freaked out by that. But as a grown-up, I think the Hunger Games movies were phenomenal, and all I could say is whoever does that main character, Lady Katniss, I don't know what her name, Jennifer something, whoever does her makeup, phenomenal. I wish I could have that makeup artist. I would look good if I did. You know, you realize that? You know, I know a lot of you are like, Dahlia, really? You know, no wonder you're in radio. I go, come to some slack. Okay, if I could have a makeup artist like they used, right, for Katniss in Catching Games, I'd be looking pretty hot. So really, kudos to the makeup person. Very phenomenal movie. If you haven't seen it, that's great. I still haven't seen Thor. I'm waiting for the Hobbit movie. Legolas is going to be in it. Still no Viggo Mortensen. Not sure what's going on with him, but hopefully he'll call me one of these days, right? Right, so I could finally, you know, meet one of my acting idols. All right. And not political idols, but acting idols. All right, Obamacare website. Apparently the administration is saying that the Obamacare website is working smoothly as promised. Really? Yeah, thank you. We know what these promises mean. Thank you. All right, so they say it now works smoothly for the vast majority of users. They say the site can now handle 50,000 concurrent users at a time. Right? Concurrent means at the same time. So 50,000 of you, if you're a 50,001, right, you're going to be screwed. Right? But for now, 50,000, not too bad. And it can handle 800,000 consumer visits a day. These are two capacity goals for the portal that even though the goal was supposed to be done a couple months ago, that's all right. That's all right. All right. Good. I got to tell you, I really haven't had anybody complain about the navigation. Usually people are just complaining now about the content. You know, the prices, the insurance, etc. And, you know, the cycle of things is what's concerning a lot of people. I have to tell you, you know, as a doctor, my job is to not just, you know, report medical news and kind of teach you about what some of these medical things mean as they happen and they get discovered, but also what I'm noticing with patients, okay? You know, you may talk to coworkers and you may talk to family members, but I need that feedback. I need to know what's going on in your families and what's going on as with your coworkers and co-management team, etc. But I could give you guys a look at what I'm seeing at the level of what the patients are bringing to their physicians and what the physicians are seeing. And what I'm starting to see is a lot of patients are wanting to throw in the towel, which is exactly what the government wanted. They're like, look, let's just do what Germany does. Let's just do what Europe does. Let's just do socialized medicine. You know what? They tax everybody about 30-some percent, right? Already what we're paying for health insurance is that much. This is what people are telling me. Okay, we're having a lot of people throw in the towel. Which is exactly the way the government wanted, and that's exactly the way the progression is. And we saw this years ago. And patients are now telling me, fine, just, I need health care. I'm giving up. And the desperation that many of us Americans have and are feeling is what's unfortunately going to put us under the power of a more socialistic, possibly even fascist type of management style, right? And I don't like that. I don't want us to be desperate, okay? All right? People were hungry. People were poor. They looked at Hitler as being their savior. We're having a lot of us out there now telling their doctor or telling each other, you know what? Maybe a public option isn't that bad. Now, what bothers me is not that. I mean, I got bothered by that idea years ago when I knew the government was planning that from the beginning. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is the thought that people would think that a government takeover of healthcare would be successful. What scares me is that after all the debacles we've seen with this administration and even prior administrations of handling anything, why we aren't smarter than that, okay? Don't you think we would have already learned that any government control of anything is not good? It doesn't work? Why would somebody, after this website debacle, think that the government could run the public option better? Well, the reason why the government could do that better and they can't do the website better is because there's contractors, there's private enterprise. It needs to be all government run. So communist? I mean, is that what we're doing now? You really think that's a better government? Why did this happen and why did it happen so quickly? Where did we go from 2008 to now? And I have to tell you guys that. People are telling me now, they're not saying Obamacare is the way to go. They're upset with Obama. But you're having critics of the Obamacare administration say, you know what, maybe we just do need government taking this one over and forget the insurance companies. And I'm bothered by that, because if they think that the government will be successful after seeing day-to-day failures, then that means we haven't learned jack diddly squat. Now, what's the answer? I don't know. Insurance companies now with an $800-900 a month premium per person is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know what the answer is. And again, I think we're just falling, you know, into the government's hands. But, you know, what are the ramifications of all this? I mean, once we go socialized, once we do it the way Europe does it or Canada does it, we can't go back. But here's the thing. When my European patient says, you know, look, Dahlia, look, as much as I like American healthcare, it works in Europe. It works over there. But the reason why it works is because everybody pays into the system. If in America only 50% are paying, no, this will not work. Okay, there's a big difference between what goes on in Canada, what goes on in Europe, and what goes on in America. You can't ask half the country to be taxed at close to 50%. You can't do that. You can't. Because those 50% of the Americans are going to try to find ways to be in the other 50%, and now we're going to be 51-49, 55-45, 60-40. We can't be in a position where the few are taking care of the many. And that's exactly where we're going with this. Now, mind you, I agree, things suck. Okay, they really, really do. This is a complete mess. I have no idea where we're going with health insurance. I have no idea. I am scared to death, and I don't get it. I'm quoted close to $900 per employee per month. That's ridiculous. So with all of us doing without, we're going to become scared, we're going to become hungry, and we're going to go for any bone, any scarce chicken grizzle bone the government gives us. And that is a very scary situation to be in. And we still have a couple more years until the next election. And what are people saying? They're starting to throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel, people. All right? I mean, I'm sure we could figure out something. We've got to. But we can't just take on a European model when half our country doesn't pay taxes. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come up in the next hour, we're going to talk about this flight where everybody on board has to be now screened for tuberculosis. We're also going to talk about some of the economic changes that we've seen with Black Friday. Black Friday may not be as big in the future as it once was. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.